Welcome to Emerging Experts, a podcast presented by Targeted Oncology, designed to highlight up-and-coming talents in the oncology field. I'm your host, Jordan Sava. In this episode, we are joined by Akash Desai, thoracic and phase one medical oncologist and assistant professor at the O'Neal Cancer Center at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Desai. To kick things off, can you discuss what led you to being interested in oncology?
I think my foray into oncology and the journey to getting here was more of a personal journey, as is the case with many people who, you know, choose oncology as their field of interest. I was 10 years old when my grandfather was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And, you know, when I was too little to know what oncology meant then, but when I was, you know, accompanying him or listening to the family discussions around his diagnosis and treatment, I always felt, you know, that the physicians that he had who were caring for him were doing a great job and were, you know, really the support system for family as he was going through this journey. And that was really what kind of fueled my passion for medicine at first, you know, when I was deciding whether I should go into medical school or not. But then eventually, as I, you know, ventured into medicine, I felt that there was a need for me to go into oncology just because of my own personal experience with it. Also, you know, it's the number two killer in the world across the globe after cardiovascular disease. And so I really felt that passion that I wanted to do something, you know, against cancer in oncology. And so that was really why I chose this field. I mean, also, I think, you know, our field is a very special field in the sense that, you know, we get to meet with patients and talk to patients at their most vulnerable, you know, positions or times in their lives. And I think that, you know, affords us the luxury or the privilege rather to really form deep connections, meaningful bonds with our patient. And I think I really like that aspect of our field. And so that was another thing as I, you know, knew I was into medicine, as I was choosing my specialty, I really think that forming those special close connections with patients was something that was very important to me.
That was an excellent answer and very interesting. It's always exciting to see where people get their passions from. Off of that, could you walk me through some of the education and experiences that have shaped you into the oncologist you are?
Yeah, so I mean, I did my medical school back home in India. That's where I'm from. And then, you know, as I was getting more and more interested in public health, really, you know, because I was exposed to a lot of communicable diseases in the developing country that India is, as well as also the, you know, increasing or sort of growing epidemic of cardiovascular disease and cancer. So I was very interested at doing something at a public health level. And that led me to pursue a master's in public health. And given that those courses are mostly offered in the States or other areas in Europe, not many in India, the most natural transition for me was to then sort of pursue this career here. So I was in Houston, doing a master's in public health. And, you know, when I talk to people about this, I feel like it's, you know, serendipity or destiny, as I may call it, you know, because right there in the Texas Medical Center is the number one cancer hospital in the nation, which is MD Anderson. And so as I started my master's in public health, you know, I was trying to also sort of look for jobs, get more experience in medicine. And so I started as a research assistant at MD Anderson in the Department of Lymphoma. And, you know, that was my first real job when I came to the States. And really after that, it was decided for me that, you know, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to do oncology. And so, you know, after I finished my master's in public health, as I would have to do to kind of get licensed here in the US, I pursued a residency. So I did my residency at University of Connecticut. I had great mentors there in oncology. Again, you know, would rotate through the clinics, with oncologists there to, and then again, sort of, you know, at every step in the way, it sort of reinforced my decision that I wanted to do oncology. And then I was fortunate enough, to be able to train at Mayo Clinic for my hematology oncology fellowship, which I just finished earlier this year. And so, again, getting to work with, the faculty that that I was, the work of whom I was reading as I was in med school, as I was in residency, that was such an immense privilege for me, and really to get to learn from the best. And here I am. I mean, it's been an amazing journey. I think there's been so many people, so many mentors who've sort of helped me along this path, but it's been phenomenal here since I've been here in the US since 2015.
Wow, that's so exciting. Congratulations just on all of that. I guess, are there any specific experiences or mentors that have kind of shaped you into the oncologist that you are?
Yes, I mean, there have been many, as I said, but I think in particular, especially for what I'm doing today, which is what I'm going to, is what I do is phase one, and thoracic oncology is sort of my area of specialty. And so I think, that I would attribute to my mentors at Mayo Clinic, who've really sort of, imbibed in me. And really inspired me to pursue this field of thoracic oncology and phase one. And I mean, starting from Dr. Alex Adjei, who I used to rotate with, in phase one, to Aaron Mansfield, and Kostas Leventakos, all of those who are both phase one and thoracic oncologies. I joke with them that as I started working with them, it was sealed that this is what I have to be. I have to be a carbon copy phase one thoracic oncologist, sort of. But I think, no, I mean, they've taught me a lot. It's not just oncology. I think they've taught me a lot about work-life balance, about, communication with patients, patient education, the works. I think it's been really amazing to have these mentors and sort of carry that forward, hopefully. By mentoring the next generation.
What a wonderful answer. Thank you for that. And what advice do you have for fellows, trainees, or anyone who's just starting their career in oncology?
So, I mean, I think for fellows who are, who are starting their career in oncology, hematology, I think it's for me, I thought, like, we come in thinking that, especially for people who are interested in research and academia, like I was, we come in thinking that, well, I have to just, decide on a particular disease and sort of work on that to, make a name for myself, or, get a get known in the field for that particular thing. I feel like fellows, decide that too early on. I mean, I came in, like I said, I was a research assistant in Department of Lymphoma at MD Anderson. I came in thinking that I probably will be doing lymphoma, but when you go through training, you learn a lot, and you see sides of oncology that you don't normally see as a resident or a medical student, and your interests may change. And so I think coming into a training program with an open mind, I think, is something that I would advise. Because there are so many things that are changing on a day-to-day basis, and that we see the standards of care change, and new therapies come in, and you might find something more interesting than what you thought that you were gonna be when you started. So I think that would be the number one thing, is coming in with an open mind and really curiosity to learn, and basically get all the things you can from any fellowship program that you join.
Excellent advice, thank you. And do you have any research of your own that you can share?
Yeah, so I think as during my training, I've got really interested in immunotherapy and biomarkers in immunotherapy, as well as other antibody-based therapies. So I started working with Aaron Mansfield, looking at biomarkers of response in immunotherapy. We actually, again, were fortunate enough to have a funded grant from the American Society of Cancer. And so essentially, I think that's something that I want to carry forward. There's, immunotherapy is being incorporated in a lot of different types of cancer currently. However, after that, we do not have many new therapies after patients experience cancer progression. After immunotherapy, there's not much that we have today. So I think there's a lot of work going on in antibody-based therapies, like antibody-drug conjugates, bispecific antibodies, and even cellular therapies. And I think these are some of the interest areas and some of my work, recently and ongoing is all focusing on sort of these areas of immunotherapy and antibody-based therapies.
Very exciting. Well, as we come to the end of our discussion, are there any more words of wisdom you may have for anyone wanting to learn more about the oncology field?
No, I think, like I said, for anyone out there who's, listening to see how the experience has been or whether, considering the field of oncology as their passion and, their future, I would say, it's an amazing field. The people, just in general, not just the mentors, but also, people in the community, in the oncology community, are really, really warm. They are very easy to work with. And everyone sort of has a common shared passion, and that really helps, including, not just the oncologist, but anyone else you work with, oncology nurses, pharmacists, everyone has a common goal. They all realize the importance of, this diagnosis in a patient's, life journey. And I think just having to work with these people who are extremely driven and very kind and passionate is a privilege in itself. So, anyone out there trying, considering oncology as a field, I would definitely say that, definitely give it a shot, do a rotation here or there, and experience, what it's like to be involved in taking care of patients with cancer.
For more updates on the latest news and trends in oncology, be sure to visit www.targetedonc.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. You can also find us across social media platforms. Follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Targeted Onc, and on Instagram, Threads, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Targeted Oncology. See you next time!